counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, it's Cecil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Let's get it started. Another week, another countdown. We should have like good pounding music behind us, like fist pounding music.
Like that start. Let's get it started. Yeah.
I should find like samples of different voiceover things.
That we all know play. You won't do that.
No, I know. I make promises I don't keep. It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Before we do that, Brian, I just want to say that it breaks my heart that Prince died. So, little shout out for him. That was sad news that rocked the world. And there was another death in the music industry. I just saw before I came over. I didn't catch the news title, but just all kinds of craziness happening.
Yeah, and it happened about 2 hours after you were talking to Steven, so it didn't quite make the news, but I'm sure we'll hear a little bit about that next week. And
probably so rough stuff, but we're gonna do the countdown, and we'll do it in honor of Prince this week. I don't know how we'll make that happen, but I'm gonna mention it throughout. All right, we've got 20 albums to bring you, plus we have some interviews in the program mixed in there. Steven is on the show. We've got lots of music news lined up for you. Of course, exclaim.ca, where you can find all that and more. It all comes from earshot-online.com. Of course, the site where we get the charts. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
Just go ahead and check it out. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, which comes out every Tuesday evening. This week, we're counting down the top 20 most played albums amongst the national top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. The top 50 is a combination and calculation of the top 30 charts of over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada, and that becomes our national top 50. You can also find specialty charts for genres such as hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, electronic in there as well. We have monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and loads more, all produced by volunteers of Earshot. So go and check that out. Once again, it is earshot-online.com.
That couldn't have been more perfect, except you could have went with a third C. A third word was a C. So the culmination and calculation of the combination of charts that get submitted by campus and community radio stations.
I'll take your
combination and station rhyme.
I'll take your comments into consideration in the future.
You can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we will get you on the show. We'll give you an interview. Plus, we'll play something from your latest release. We're doing that in this program with Kevin Jaggernaut of Big Knife Little Knife, chatting with him coming up shortly as well. We have an interview with someone who's on the charts. We won't tell you who because I don't want to spoil it, but
you might want to wait all the way to the end.
Yeah, it's there's a color in the name, and there's
a landscape.
Oh yeah, there you go. So that's your hint,
or a lack of color.
Yes. Yeah, you could say that.
You will.
Okay. So, yeah, let's get it started because we've got so much to get to. I don't want to take too much time, but we do have to, as we say hello to new albums coming onto the charts, it means we have to say goodbye to some, and there are some I see that you've made note of.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes in the charts this week. Our top two are sitting still this week, but in our lead up to that, there's lots and lots of changes. Not a single album outside of those two sitting still, because we have 7 new albums on their charts this week.
How
including
boning.
2 debuts. So yeah, lots of new stuff to come your way that we haven't had on our show previously. Savages dropping from 16 to 21 just outside of the charts, as well as Andrew Bird 11 to 22. Frankie Cosmos from 13 to 29. The Besnard Lakes from number 19 to number 36. Bart from 15 to number 37, Teen from number 18 to number 42, and Explosions in the Sky last week. They were at number 20, and they're not within our top 50 this week. But again, we only perhaps say goodbye to them temporarily because stuff kind of floats in and out. And you should check out all these albums and more, as well as the full charts on earshot-online.com at your own free time. But otherwise, we're going to jump right into the music here, and starting off with a debut at number 20 from Mute Records. That is an album by Yaysayer, Amen and Goodbye. And you're going to hear a track from that one called Dead Sea Scrolls. Junior Boys from 9 to number 19, Big Black Coat. And we're going to hear a track called Baby, Give Up on It. And Fighter by Aaron Costello. Into our show, number 18, up from number 32, is Down Below, The Status Quo.
Here's number 20 this week, Yaysayer, song called Dead Sea Scrolls. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Till I'm tired. want it. I don't want you anymore. Yeah, baby, give up on it. I'm just not feeling it. It's not something that you do. Baby, give up on it. Cause I don't need it anymore. Yeah, baby, give up on it. I'm just not feeling it. It's not something that you do.
Shot 20. Number 17. Of an alibi.
That was Fighter by Aaron Costello. Her new record's called Down Below the Status Quo, and it's at number 18, up from 32. Baby Give Up on It by the Junior Boys at number 19, down 10 spots this week, is Big Black Coat. And a big debut at number 20 for Yaysayer. They have a new record out called Amen and Goodbye, and you heard Dead Sea Scrolls.
Well, we'll take a break from the charts, head to the phone line. Stephen Karlick is there. He's the senior editor of Exclaim magazine and our man of music. All of the music news from Stephen comes to this program, and we thank him for it every single week because it's good stuff, and you can find it all at exclaim.ca. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Man of music. You I like it.
The man of music and the man that makes the news, or I don't know. I could come up with various things.
I make it all up.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can't make this up. We're kicking things off with probably one of the biggest stories that I think will definitely rock 2016, and that is that Viet Cong has finally revealed a new name.
Yeah. We published a story earlier this year that said that they were still booking gigs under the old band name, which, you know, was sort of upsetting a number of people in the community. But the band came out following that story and said, we've only done that so that, you know, there's a placeholder on festival posters. So they have indeed made good on their promise to change their name. The Calgary-based band will now be known as Preoccupations. The change, of course, comes after a year of vehement backlash from individuals and communities that condemned the Viet Cong moniker as insensitive, racist, and appropriative. Such views were given a voice by artists like Hooded Fangs, April Aliermo, who penned a piece for us, actually, called Not Yours to Play With, Why Viet Cong's Name Offends. There were, of course, a flurry of protests and show cancellations throughout North America as a result of the name, and the group, of course, were shortlisted for last year's Polaris Music Prize for their then self-titled album, Viet Cong. Now they announce that they'll be embarking on a new string of tour dates under the name Preoccupations, during which they'll preview new material. The upcoming dates include Canadian stops at Ottawa Blues Fest on July 9th, and at Toronto's Danforth Music Hall on October 8th. They also have rebranded social media accounts that are promising a new album this year. So plenty to come from that band. It's good that they changed their name. They do make very interesting music. Good stuff all around, I guess.
Great stuff. I think the only people that are going to make mad now are designers who made those posters, because the name Preoccupations is a little bit longer than their previous one, so they'll have to move some stuff around.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move away from that and on to the next story that we got lined up for us. News, Billy Corgan. I didn't fully read up on this story, but this has been all over my Facebook. I'll let you explain it, but some weird stuff happening here.
Mostly just an old white guy being an old white guy. Billy Corgan, of course, of former Smashing Pumpkins glory, and more recently of Cat Fancy magazine cover glory. He was apparently in a new interview with 9/11 truther and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on the famed InfoWars talk show. Corgan recently admitted that he can't stand the internet's, quote, social justice warriors. The two discussed what Corgan called the, quote, hashtag generation, referring to people who police language in an attempt to make online discussions more politically correct. Corgan described social justice warriors as Maoist, and also referred to them as, quote, a cult. He said, I'm horrified as somebody who believes in free speech and as an artist, because let's face it, those people are going to be coming for me. It may not be tomorrow, but it'll be soon enough. Because I said the wrong thing on the wrong day because I was tired. To defend free speech, Corgan referenced the time that the Ku Klux Klan were allowed to march in Skokie, Illinois, in the late 70s. He said, and what was the issue? It was a freedom of speech issue. They're thumbing their nose at us, but you know what? It's better to have an America where these idiots get to walk down the street and spout their hate. That's the world I grew up in. A liberal, democratically leaning Chicago that was about tolerance and free speech. Not shut it down because it's unpleasant. He makes some other more insane comparisons between social justice warriors and a number of racist groups, including the Ku Klux Klan. You can read more about it at exclaim.ca.
It's very loony. It surprises me, the whole thing. And then when I read, at first I was like, when I read the headline and when I had been reading it before, I was like, is Social Justice Warriors like a television show that he's not happy with? Or I don't know, but yeah, no.
He seems to think that for some reason there's some hate coming from those people that is comparable to the Ku Klux Klan. But let's not pay that any more heed than it's worth.
No, you're right. Let's move on to something really cool, and that is the formation of a supergroup of really great bands.
Yeah, if you're into heavier leaning rock, you will be pleased to know that members of At the Drive-In, Mastodon, and Queens of the Stone Age have grouped together to reveal they are now a supergroup titled Gone is Gone. That was revealed about a month ago, and now after having teased a snippet of music, the band have unveiled details behind a self-titled EP, and they've also premiered an entire new track. Gone is Gone confirmed that their 8-song debut will arrive July 8th through Rise Records and BMG. Ahead of that, they're streaming the records Violescent, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. As previously reported, Gone is Gone brings together At the Drive-In drummer Tony Hajar, Mastodon bassist and vocalist Troy Sanders, Queens of the Stone Age guitarist Troy Van Luyen, and multi-instrumentalist Mike Zarin. Hajar and Zarin had worked on video game scores together for a few years before putting the group together, and Loyan was brought into the project in 2012 with the three tracking material together in California. Sanders was later drafted to add vocals. They will perform their first show at Los Angeles Dragonfly Venue on April 27th. No Canadian dates yet, but you can see the track list for Gone is Gone at exclaim.ca, all 8 songs, and hear Violescent.
Awesome. Well, it all sounds really cool. Exclaim.ca. Check it out for all your latest music news. We're going to take a break from the music news now. Get back to the charts. We got lots more great music on the way for you, Stephen. We get you to stick around till the second hour of the program. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Jim Bryson coming into our charts here with a new album called Somewhere We Will Find Our Place at number 17, debuting last week at number 43. You're going to hear a track called Call Out. And then Rubber Skin by Laura Sauvage at number 16, up from 28, is Extraordinormal.
Call out to me.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was Rubber Skin by Laura Sauvage. Her newest debut record is called Extraordinormal. It's at number 16, up from number 28. Debuting at 43 was Jim Bryson last week. A new record called Somewhere We'll Find Our Place. It's at number 17 this week. And in our set, we heard Call Out.
All right, we're going to take a break from the charts and head to the phone lines. Big Knife, Little Knife. No, I'm not about to give you a dining etiquette lesson. I'm talking about the three-piece outfit based in Montreal. Their debut LP, titled Anchor Rights, is out on April 29th. Kevin Jaggernaut is with the group and joins us to chat about the album. Kevin, it's great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So your group has been writing music since late 2012, and so one can imagine that in that time span you'd come up with a lot of material. How did you narrow it down to 9 tracks for the release?
You know, when we started, we were actually a four-piece. So the band has had a bit of an evolution. After about a year, we lost a member. He moved to another city, and we pared down to a three-piece. And between then and when and recording the album, you know, our songwriting evolved. I think we became better players, and we knew how to play with each other better. So these 9 songs are sort of the best representation of who we are, and this and a synthesis of our influences, and how they've evolved over the years, and how we've managed to work them into songs.
And the songs are described as being about anger, loss, and sometimes hope. What drives that type of emotion when you're in the creative process?
You know, our music is aggressive musically and can appear so lyrically. But I think what we want to, what that expressive, what we're trying to do is leaven that a bit. You know, we try and have some melody to counter some of the aggression in the songs, and lyrically we hope that we get across that it's not just that we're angry about something or you know, we're yelling about whatever issue we're talking about. We also are trying to express that these songs have different emotions in them. So when we're writing them, we're trying to have a diversity of, push and pull and dynamics in the songs.
And Anchor Rights, we mentioned, is a 9-song LP in the band's first. Now that you've released it, there must be a sense of relief, obviously excitement too, but relief with the group that this being your first LP, getting it out there for people to listen to.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we definitely are excited. I would say excitement is foremost. This has been a long journey with the record. We recorded it last spring. We recorded an EP a couple years prior, but this is an ambitious record for us. It has electronics on it and strings. So we're just really happy to have it done. It'll be a bit of a relief in that we're releasing it ourselves, and there's a lot of work behind that to do that without a label. But so it's a lot of things. It were a bit of relief, a lot of excitement. And we're really hoping people dig it.
And it's a really awesome album. And so now what's up now with you guys? Will there be a tour, more writing and recording? What's that going to look like for 2016?
Right now we're focused on getting the record out. We're trying to put together some dates for Midwestern Canada, but nothing is confirmed yet. So I would say stay tuned and hopefully you'll hear more from us soon.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're excited to be able to give our listeners a song from the album now. And if you want more from Big Knife, Little Knife, head to BigKnifeLittleKnife.com. Kevin, thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you very much.
And here's a song right now from Anchor Rights and More to the Charts on the way after this, too. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Stay with me, hold this down.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 15.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Up Red Bull Creek by Tim Hecker. His newest album is called Love Streams, and it's another debut in our charts this week at number 14. At number 15, dropping just a few spots for number 10, was Sarah Neufeld. Her latest album is called The Ridge, and we heard a track from them called We've Got a Lot. And in there as well, an extra from Big Knife, Little Knife, called Second Class Final Term.
All right, we have three more tracks to round out the first 10 of the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, counting down the top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Of course, from all the campus and community radio stations reporting there. We are going to bring you the last three for this hour. We're going to start with number 13.
Yeah, floating around the charts for just over a month now, it is the new self-titled album by You Say Party. It's up one spot this week to 13. Here's a track called Ignorance.
Sometimes it hurts so bad. Sometimes
Shot 20. Number 11.
Where?
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Go For The Kill. The new record by Ray Spoon is called Armor. It's at number 11 this week, down from number 5. Before that, Charles Bradley with Good To Be Back Home from his newest album, Changes, on Daptone Records. Also falling to number 12 from number 6 and up one spot to 13 this week is You Say Party with an album of the same name and a track called Ignorance.
I do say party because this show is a party. Huh? You were all into it at the beginning of the show. I don't know what happened.
You had better jokes earlier.
All right. Well, that does it for the first 10 of the top 20 from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. And big thanks again to Kevin Jaggernaut from Big Knife Little Knife for joining us on the program. Check them out online, bigknifelittleknife.com. Steven, also music news, exclaim.ca. It's also where you will find some coverage of the sad news of the passing of the artist. Did he go by the artist formerly known as Prince, or did he just change it back to Prince?
He changed it back.
Did he? So oh, yeah. He was known as many things.
It's true. The a one, symbol.
Yes, that was the one thing I heard on CBC this morning. That was, it was a symbol. And I was like, that's interesting. I might try and change my name to a symbol. I don't know which one.
Sad face. Sad emoji.
That's an emoji, not a symbol.
A puking emoji.
Anyway, more on the way for you in the next hour, including the top 10. We've got an interview with one of our artists on the charts, and Steven's got more news for you, and Brian will have the lowdown, I think, as well. So all kinds of stuff coming your way. Stick around for it. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.